and see him, but then I might see him this weekend coming, but I've also planned another date this weekend, so I don't really know what to do for that.
Which one's that without mentioning any names?
Migos number two. I don't know if you know about the code names.
Is that the one where it was our night out and it was a bit of drama?
No. Oh, it was that weekend though. Migos number two.
You'll have to show me him after, shall you?
It is confusing.
But oh, good. I like.
Yeah, I know you like that one. What could we name them for code?
Will they ever see this, hear this? Well, it depends if they search it. Probably not. But we'll call him just Bob for now.
Bob, yeah.
But I do like Bob. And I feel like because you've...
Bob's cute.
Because you've had...
History.
Yeah, you've got a bit of history there.
A bit of a connection on a deeper level.
So, I feel like I should say why I'm rooting so much.
Well, no, because if he does listen...
No, not for him in particular. But, so, basically, for anyone listening... I'm waiting for Charles to get married.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just so it makes sense.
Yeah, she's waiting for something that's never going to happen.
Charles,
no, I will get married eventually.
And give someone a chance.
Oh, I know, but I get bored of people.
You won't. You didn't with the...
Satan.
Yeah.
Satan, that's what we should call him.
But that was a bad...
I almost swore then. Satan.
That was a bad egg. A bad experience.
Bad. Rotten. Absolute rotten egg.
I feel like you only get that really once or twice, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
There's been loads of lovely ones, Charles.
I know who you're going to say from London.
I'm going to just say D.
Yeah, that's a bit dodgy, but that's not what you meant, I know. We just weren't the same people though, Hen.
I know.
He's a proper quirky...
I feel like that's...
It's flexitarian diet, which I don't...
We'll beep that bit out. It's fine.
Can you edit bits out?
Yeah. Oh, I don't really know how to, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I will. But yeah, a flexitarian.
That's just...
I don't personally. I mean, each to their own. As long as you're not, you know, doing anything wrong, do whatever you want. But what is a flexitarian?
Yeah,
you either eat meat or you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
well, you might eat meat sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you're still a meat eater. You're not. Yeah. So.
Oh, I thought it had stopped recording then. It's still on in the background, I think. Let's just double check. Oh, yeah, we're still there. Still going. Well, I hope that it goes well with Bob. Because I got a good feeling.
What about
Migos, Michelle?
Number two?
I've got to be honest, Charlotte. I don't know who that is.
I'm going to show you.
I genuinely don't.
I have showed you him, I think. I sent a photo of us two in the group chat.
Oh! The one from last weekend?
No! I think you're getting confused. The way you're talking about this makes me sound really bad.
No, it's not bad. You're a single guy. You can go on as many dates as you want. Oh yeah, that's who I was on about.
That's not who I saw last weekend. That's who I went on a date with last weekend. So you've got confused.
Genuinely, the whole time I thought you were on about... I thought you were on about him. Right, I have no idea who you went on a date with that last weekend. Oh, right. If anyone even cares, she's just showing me random pictures that she's got. So she's got footage of me So we could never be friends.
You know what?
But it genuinely puts me on edge. All fucking embarrassing things that you've got about me.
Would I be one of your best friends if I didn't have embarrassing shit on you?
No, but I went through on your birthday trying to find embarrassing things. And I had to go back friggin' 14. How long?
I never like you asked my years. Permission as well.
Like,
didn't
I had
you?
To go back 10 years to find something a little bit embarrassing, which weren't even really that embarrassing.
I weren't embarrassed. I shared it on my story.
I know. Got no footage. The next chance I get some juicy footage on you.
Like, you're going to embarrass me with this bloody podcast saying, oh, it wasn't him, no, was it? No. It was a different one. I thought that
Charles,
was
genuinely, can weekend. I see who you did go on a date with? I genuinely don't know. I am shook.
Yeah, so that's the dilemma I've got now. Bob wants to come down this weekend, come to Bristol Carnival.
Who do you see more potential with then? The person that you went out with in Revs or Bob?
Or the one from last weekend.
Or the one from last weekend.
The rich one.
And don't take that into account, Charlotte.
The rich one I could live a good life with.
You could.
But I don't know if, like, I feel, like, much of a connection. I don't know.
This is, like, Love Island, isn't it? Did you talk that much? Like, was the conversation flowing, or was it, like, what do I say now?
So-so. He's quieter, like, he's quite a quiet person. Then Bob, I just got a little soft spot for Bob.
I got a soft spot for Bob.
And then
he's shown you his emotion. I think that's so lovely.
Me coast number two, don't make me sick.
Oh, it is so shallow.
And then me goes, yeah, he's nice, he's really nice. He messages me like, morning wife, and stuff like that. Nice.
I'm surprised that's not putting you off. Usually for you,
he saved his number in my phone as future husband.
Oh, love him. I know he's right on that.
He's just as crazy as me.
No, well, you haven't said that much about him, but he sounds nice.
He is nice.
So how old is he?
I can't remember now. I think he's about like 28, 29.
I feel like that's a good... told me that guy in the picture that you just showed me was
that's me
coming to see you.
That's this weekend.
Oh. God, the dating life of Shal P. I don't even know like what I would do if I was single now. Like not what I would do, but like I'd to say. I've genuinely never seen him in my life.
I thought I'd showed you him before.
No, I like his outfit though.
I like his outfit. He's rich.
Is he?
Yeah, rich. She said, are we rich? That's money.
Well, we're not gold diggers, obviously, but.
But if you've got money, it's a tick.
Let's see some more pictures then.
Yeah, he hasn't got a lot.
Oh, you damn bitch.
My touch just still fell all over.
Are you getting too excited?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. So, how old? old is he? Obviously, we won't mention too much personal stuff to make it obvious, but...
What, the one I went out with last weekend?
Yeah.
28?
Okay, that's a good age.
28, yeah.
It doesn't look 28 by their mind. Looks younger. In a good way.
You're not really like...
I know, Char, but I think sometimes you've got to think about marrying these people, you know? You've got to spend your life with somebody
else. Any photos of him?
What does he do then?
Property development.
Oh no, he does look... From what I can see, I can't really see his face, but he looks fine there.
You're not ugly, obviously. I wouldn't have gone on a date with him if I thought he was ugly, but...
No, but I can't, like, see him properly, but he looks nice.
But, yeah.
Wow. You're the little property guy.
Yeah, I'm a property developer.
So does he, develop them and then sell them or rent them?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I think he's, like, opened up as, like, his own estate agent.
Because you know what I was watching the other day? Homes Under the Hammer. Oh, Charlotte, I love it.
You're such an old lady. Such an old man.
I was hungover. It was on a Sunday and it was just on the telly.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the way to go, isn't it? I mean, I just want to save up now and, like, just literally
go get... Go into property development.
Yeah, well, even, like, in the valleys, you can get
a one project. For, like,
yeah, you can go in for, like, 60 grand.
I know.
Can't you? And like, just, even if you just did it at like basic and just rented it, and then also like a little, well, it's just good to have, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you live life is on the up. I was so happy when you were on that Hinge.
Why?
Because I just thought, good, she's back on it, isn't it? What's a bit of a wobble? You went a bit, well, not a wobble, but after...
Satan.
Yeah, after him.
After him, yeah.
I feel like you had a little bit of a pause, which was obviously needed, isn't it?
After him hurt, and I was just like...
I was worried you might be on a, you know...
I am a bit like anti-man. I am a bit. I am a little, like, not that I hate them, but I just find them really difficult to trust. I really do. I did anyway, and now after him, that solidified it in me even more.
Just feel like it's always a chance, though, isn't it? Like, anybody can literally...
Yeah, I know.
...hurt you, isn't it? Even if you've been with them for 20 years, they still could.
I hate him.
Do you know what you should do, though? Just
punch. You know when it, like,
wish him the best in your head?
No. Hun, absolutely not. No.
I'm just glad that you were done, to be honest.
Oh, I know.
I
was a dumb Jesus bitch.
Christ.
Oh, my God. I was.
You were. I thought... What has happened to my friend? I mean...
It's not like me.
It's not. And I thought...
It's not like me to get like that. It's really not.
We won't mention details, but just to, like, summarise...
Yeah.
Well, he was just a bit of a twat, really, weren't he?
Absolute.
Just a player, like a typical player, manipulating.
Manipulative! Oh, don't, he makes my skin crawl now.
I was rooting for him as well, really.
Yeah, but I know, I remember when I first met him, you were like, oh, I got a good feeling.
I did have a good feeling though, Shal. Mm. I mean, it wore off fast, let me tell you that. Let me tell you that. It did wear off bloody fast.
He's just a dick.
And then you got sucked in, oh God.
I know.
You were in quicksand, and I couldn't get you out. It was... It's terrible, Shal.
I was head first in the quicksand.
What you told me would be... I mean, do you mind me saying crying in the shower?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
No, it's edited out. And then you were still Annabelle seeing him after, I don't understand. Well, she's not, I don't know
what he was about.
We have all been there though, like,
you know when someone just has a hold on you?
Yeah.
He had a hold on me, I don't know
why. Because when people are manipulating, and they make it sound like it's your fault and you're going crazy.
But when I saw him with the other girl, I snapped out of it.
Oh, was that the last time?
That was the last, yeah. But I'm like...
gotta trust people, innit? I'm way too trusting though. Oh my god, absolutely not.
You don't have to. I can't trust people.
I feel like I don't trust people straight away, but I don't know. I probably do, really. I'm more like a trust until you give me like a suspicion.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm more of a you've got to earn my trust. You don't just get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, I'm definitely more of you need to earn my trust.
Oh, God, you are. They'd be, you know, earn it for 5 years.
10 years into our marriage, but you still need to earn my trust. I would.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm...
You're
I'm
a trust...
I'm romantic, though, aren't I?
Yeah, you're the Carrie.
I am.
You're Carrie mixed with Charlotte, you are.
Oh, yeah, I am definitely
you
Charlotte.
You are... You're Carrie and Charlotte, because you're a hopeless romantic.
And you're Samantha, through and through. As we know.
I feel like I've got a little bit of Carrie in me.
No. You don't. You're nothing like Carrie.
Oh, okay.
Not in a bad way.
I'm just Samantha.
You're just Samantha. She's funny. You know.
There's nothing wrong with enjoying
it. She knew what she wants.
Healthy sex
life. No, I am like Carrie a bit.
You're like Carrie and Charlotte. You're like a mix of the two.
Yeah, I know Sex and the City, Charlotte.
Who's Kira? I don't even know who Kira is.
I don't know. Kira's not
any of them.
Yeah, they don't.
Kira's a bit of Samantha.
Yeah, not. I think you're not as much as you. You are Samantha. So Kira is. We haven't even introduced Triple S.
Oh, I know. Gang.
So basically, so our WhatsApp group is called Triple S, and.
Even stand for well, I don't even remember
it stands
now.
For like sassy, sophisticated,
stunning,
strong, stunners, anything good starting with S basically.
Sarcastic.
Because there's three, we obviously just made it Triple S.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's me, Charles, and Kira who can't be with us, but
that sounds like she's died, yeah.
No, she
the way you fucking said that. Who can't be with us, but made it sound like she's passed away.
No, I never meant it like that, but she's busy, isn't she?
Yeah, she's so, gone to clean up milk off her nan's
kitchen. I wasn't going to mention that. But I hope it's all Gucci. So yeah, Kira unfortunately couldn't make it today.
No, she didn't make the cut for...
But she is part of Triple S. Should we try the... questions.
Yeah, go on.
Can you get it on your phone though?
Because what do I need to do?
Type in first questions, and there's like different lists that come up. So basically, we just thought that we will have like a little chin wag, and we're just chatting. We wanted to have some fun. I don't know whether it will be that fun actually.
I don't get it.
First. Oh, did you type in first questions?
Yeah.
I see.
I did it as a number, I'm doing it as a word now.
Oh, that's why.
It's got that, is that, he's all he's coming up with though is date buttons. I don't want to flirt with you, hun.
Hang on a minute.
You offend my first time tag questions. You must answer immediately. You didn't even scroll down, hun.
I mean, well, we don't have to do ones. All of them.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay. First off, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so...
Are you going to list them all to me, then I list them all to you, or we both list them? Let's just both do it at the same time.
So. Yeah. First app you check when you wake up in the morning?
Instagram, easily.
I'd say Instagram, or me. Depends, if I've had a message on WhatsApp, it'd be WhatsApp.
I feel like I'm getting quite bad at WhatsApp lately. Like, I'll just, I'll see and I'm like, right, I'll reply to that in a minute. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Instagram, I don't know. I know people say it's bad to check your phone straight away, but that's just what I do. And I do check Facebook as well, to be honest.
Okay, your first celebrity crush?
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. Why are you looking at me like that for, Shell?
Do you know who mine was?
No. I don't, oh God, I don't know who.
Nelly, with his little plaster on his cheek. I used to love that little plaster on his cheek. I used to fancy the pants off Nelly.
I'm sure there was a stage where people in like primary school had plasters on their face to copy Nelly.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know if I was
Nelly in that. Nelly in that plaster.
I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, you know, he's
always had a type.
But yeah, but yeah, mine is Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. Oh my God.
I also, though, shock plot twist here, I also really fancied Gareth.
I think it was just something to tick off the list, really. yeah, I don't know, God, I don't know what that was. What about you?
Fine. Wooden Classroom is a proper kid.
Do you remember that guy that was called like Michaela or something, or Michelle? And he was like, I'm sure he was your first boyfriend, but he wasn't from our school. He was from the Valleys, like Michelle or Michaela or something like that. Or Mitch, was it? Something like that.
Why don't I remember?
I don't know. I can remember it. I can remember it vividly. I never met him, see? Remember you telling me about him? Like Michelle or Michaela.
Why the fuck don't I remember him? Oh, sorry, I swore.
It's okay.
I don't remember him. My first kiss, I wouldn't say it was a proper kiss. Mm. But I did use tongue, so... It's when it went proper, do you know what I mean? It was almost like we just poked that tongue out into the list.
Just to tick it off the list.
Do you know what I mean? It was in... Anyways. My first kiss was in primary school with someone who shan't be named.
Who shall not be named.
And yeah, but I wouldn't class that as a proper first kiss. It was almost a day.
Yeah.
Do you remember playing 7 Minutes in Heaven in primary school?
That does ring a bell, but I can't really remember.
You'd go into a cupboard with someone for 7 minutes.
Oh, I don't know if we did
that. I was exposed to this shit from a young age.
I don't know if we did that. I smells a little bit.
I know. Messed you'd come out and they'd be like, oh, so what did you do?
So you sat down as a cup of tea.
When people used to say stuff like he topped me.
Yeah.
How funny.
No, do you remember when this was even in high school, which is so cringe, when you would hear that somebody was gonna kiss or get off.
Oh my god, getting off.
And then the whole year would all race and gather up and watch them get off. What the fucking hell? What the hell?
That's so weird.
And I remember, people gathering around. We were in the crowd, Charles, me and you, watching people get off.
That's so funny. I'm trying to like look for the good ones, so they won't do that one.
High school was actually so long ago, Charlotte. We're actually old. Do you know, the next year we finished school 10 years ago. A decade.
That's mad.
And we're closer to 30 now than 20.
The first person you talked to today?
Oh, that'd be my boy, Chris.
Oh God, look how smitten she is.
And he had to sleep in the hallway, bless him. He had to sleep on the hallway on the sofa bed because, oh, Charles, I was livid. So, it's obviously a Sunday night. No, I wasn't with him, but it's obviously a Sunday night. And we couldn't work out where it was coming from. I think it was someone like a few flats above having, I'm not even joking, like a full-blown party. I had like, we like usually sleep with the window open, like we'd shut the windows, I had like earplugs in, I could still hear him, but I was just, obviously I didn't have to get up early, so it wasn't as bad for me. And so yeah, you had to sleep in the hallway. It doesn't happen all the time, but I've had to sleep in the hallway before for work. That's the only place where like, if
you can't hear it.
Yeah, and where it's like the garden bit is like enclosed, if there's someone like outside, not that it usually happens, but like it has now and then. If they like playing music, the hallway's then the only place that you like literally can't hear it.
That's annoying.
Hard times, I know. But yeah. Sunday night, innit? Show some respect.
Okay, the first person you text when something exciting happens.
I think it depends
what type of excitement. If it's naughty excitement, I text the SSS group straight away.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I think it just depends. If it was something about like, I don't know.
If it was something like,
say I was single and it was like a boy, obviously I would text the SSS group.
Yeah.
To be honest, I feel like I just, yeah, I don't know, it depends what it was about. That's such a bad answer, but yeah.
They're not very good, these questions, you know.
They're
boring.
Why don't you go on another list then on Google?
First ever date? I don't remember my first like date.
I feel like mine was, oh, I don't know whether this would be a first date. It was definitely in Nando's.
Oh,
I know.
That's really upsetting. I'm sad for you.
Well, don't get me wrong, I do like an Nando's.
Should we have a look at what ones come up on the first questions to ask on a date?
Yeah.
We can just judge them.
Yeah.
We can judge them. I'll say whether I would say these on a date.
Okay, yours is probably going to be no to all of them.
Yeah, because I don't ask cringy stuff. And I don't
ask nothing about them. Me, I'm like asking, I want to know bloody everything. I want to know.
Oh, I don't want to know. I don't like to be nosy. I don't like to be intrusive.
I'm just like, come on, bish bash bosh.
I know.
How many kids do you want?
Yeah, I know. But you know, like every second of their life. Oh, that's standard. What do you do in your free time? I thought these were going to be interesting. What is the most fascinating? Oh, sorry, no. Who is the most fascinating person you've met?
Oh, I don't know. Fascinating.
Most fascinating person I've met is myself.
I don't know. I haven't met anyone that's like fascinated me.
Me.
Okay, I'll say
your best friend, Charles.
I'll say you.
Yeah. Thanks. what was the last book you really got into? I definitely wouldn't ask that on a date.
No. Well, wouldn't you? I feel like I have talked about books.
Remember when you got bought a book?
I know.
That was cute, but then you turned out to be crazy.
We won't talk about that. But I did appreciate the book. What was the question again?
what was the last book you really got into?
Well,
you know you like your Martina Cole.
Yeah, I am reading a Martina Cole at the moment. I have been reading it for about 3 years, so I'm not gonna lie.
Oh,
but I can just
decide to give up. We weren't no, really that I'm into it then.
I'm right at the end now, Charles, and I am into it. I just feel like
it's a lot to take in, is it?
Yeah, a lot goes on, and I'm not a very I'm not a dedicated reader, if I'm honest, and I'm not a quick reader either, obviously. But yeah, so that's it's like gangster crime books.
I do like a Jackie Collins book.
Oh, you do? There's some of those on your bookshelf, isn't there?
There's... You make sound like a right geek on my bookshelf.
You are a little geek on your bookshelf.
I haven't got a bookshelf. I've got a book and a cabinet thing.
Yes,
I've got a mini library in one of my things.
Exactly. You're on about me making you sound like a geek.
I know, I do. Well, I don't read often. I haven't read for years.
Oh, get into it, Shell.
I want to read that Secrets book.
Oh, The Secret. I got that. It's really good.
Is it?
I haven't read it all, but it's one of those books that it's little, it's not a story.
Is it actually good?
It is actually good.
Is it inspiring?
It's so inspiring, Charles. I won't say everything, obviously, but it's just more little
quotes.
Like, it tells you what the secret is. We don't want all the clutter of big books, do we? I say when you've got your bookshelf, sorry.
No, especially if it takes you 3 years.
I know, see?
To get through one. Right, what are you kind of obsessed with these days?
Oh, cleaning.
Oh, for goodness.
Definitely.
You can see by the state of my apartment right now that I'm not obsessed with cleaning.
Oh, Charles, I've been joking. You want to see my cleaning cupboard then? It's like heaven.
It's not that messy.
No, it's not. Charlton, if your house was dirty, I wouldn't sit on the sofa.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. I know you're clean. It's just you're messy, isn't it?
Sometimes. I've been away, haven't I?
No, but I'm messy. Everyone's messy. But, you can cope with a bit
it's
of untidiness.
It's just a suitcase
with
it, that's all.
You can't cope with, grime.
Oh, no, it's not.
But, yeah, cleaning and... This is good. Oh my god, you're gonna actually call me a granny. I'm a gardener now, Charles.
Oh, for goodness.
I am a gardener. Oh, hang on. I don't know if I can go with this, but I need you to see my plants.
Oh my god, is she really showing me a plant?
I think if I go off this, is it still gonna... Right, yeah, it's still on. Have I got a photo of them? Charles, they're growing so well. They're It's quite relaxing as well, gardening. And when you just see them sprout up from little seeds and now they're big old buggers. Oh, I don't know if I've actually got... I tell you what, I'll send you a picture when I get
back. I can't wait, hen. Really looking forward to receiving this photo of your garden.
I'm a gardener now.
Of your plants.
Gardening and cleaning.
You need to... Get a life.
Oh, hen, it's my hobbies.
Oh my god. I'm trying to think what I'm kind of obsessed with at the moment.
Love Island.
I wouldn't say I'm obsessed. I think it's a bit shit this year.
Do you?
I don't think previous years would be so much better. I think they've got boring people in it. Don't get me wrong, I'll watch it, but I'm not like...
I think there's going to be drama tonight.
But you know, in previous years...
Oh, it's quarter nine, Sean.
Oh, we have to put it in there.
Yeah.
In previous years, though, the guys have been a lot funnier. Last year you had to do Bit Society.
Oh, yeah.
And, Wes and Josh and that. They were really funny together.
Yeah, they were funny together.
The guys ain't like that this year. And then before you had Chris and Ken, they were really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What hobbies would you like to get into if you had the time and money?
Yachting.
boats and hoes. Yes, that is what I would like to get into. Traveling on a different holiday.
Yeah, but traveling like luxury.
Yeah, in style, not like backpacking, no way. That's, yeah.
What was your hobby?
Yeah, yachting, sailing.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd be scared of the ocean though. I wouldn't like to be in the middle of the ocean, no one around.
Yeah, but so, you have the safety equipment, isn't it?
Yeah, but what are you going to do if a boat breaks down in the middle of the ocean?
And if it's in the night?
I'd be terrified. Terrified. And my worst fear would be like jumping off the boat and not being able to get back on because like someone's like forgot to put the ladder down or something. And in the middle of the ocean, you can't see. All you can see is sea. Yeah, I know.
And all you can... Oh, shark, can you imagine that?
Do you know what I mean?
I like, just thought, no, that's actually
that's really scary, isn't it? Like, you wouldn't be able to... If you couldn't see land, like, if you were in the middle of the ocean, you wouldn't be able to see anything other than just ocean.
Oh, shark, that makes me feel a bit weird. It makes me feel a bit funny.
I know.
I've never thought of that.
That really scares me. And I'm not scared of the sea or scared of the water. Like, I'll go in the sea on holiday, but... And I don't mind going in where I can't even touch the floor. That don't bother me. But I need to see land or I need to see a ladder on the boat.
Well, at least even if you can see land and you know that that is going to take you a long time, if you can see a bit of land. But if you couldn't see any land...
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine?
Because if you could see some land, at least you can swim, even if it takes you all day, to the land towards that direction. But if you can't see nothing, which way are you going to go? What if you end up in, like...
Well, you would just die. Like, you wouldn't survive that.
Would you?
Well, yeah, hen, because what are you going to do? You can't just... If you're in water for two... Like... Imagine how wrinkly your hands would get.
No.
It'd
be a prune. That is really scary.
No, but you would just die, wouldn't you? Because it would take you days to swim. You wouldn't have any sleep. You wouldn't have any food. Or what? You'd have... You'd have water, but it'd be salty, so you'd dehydrate yourself from the salt in the water.
Oh, really? You can't drink the salt water, can you?
Well, you can, but it's dehydrating, ain't it? Because it's salty. Salt dehydrates you.
That is mad.
Do you know what I mean? And you would just lose energy. Like, imagine just being in water. It's hard work.
I think I would just... I don't know.
And sharks.
Oh, my God, Charles, don't...
It'd be terrible. That's honestly,
And the thing is, it's like, oh God, the thought of like you can't see what's underneath you.
I know.
Like you cannot see what's underneath you. And like how deep is the ocean? That really freaks me out. How deep is the ocean?
Well, it just goes on and on. Like most of the ocean, we don't even know about.
I know, and you're just there swimming on top of it, not knowing what's underneath you.
I know.
It's actually really scary.
I know.
I wanted to go on a cruise before this. I don't think I will now. I did genuinely, but Chris doesn't fancy a cruise.
I don't fancy a cruise.
Apparently you can get cruise sicknesses.
What do you mean?
Like, what if a sickness bug goes round to you and you're on the cruise? Where are you going to go?
Yeah. And also, I just think, like, I'd feel so limited. Like, if I go on holiday, I want to be able to explore the place. At my own leisure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know, I do know what you mean. But it's quite scary, isn't it? Because, like, when you think how deep is the sea,
I know.
It's like how big is the universe? Oh, don't even get me started on that shark.
Because we're getting a bit too deep for the podcast then.
I don't know. That actually freaks me out.
I know.
Like, how big is the universe?
It goes on and on forever.
It doesn't, does it? And there's people out there that don't believe in aliens.
I don't get how people don't believe in aliens.
I just don't understand. You're thinking the whole...
Like, I don't believe in, like, aliens is what you see on TV with, like, green with, like, three eyes.
Yeah, but it could be anything. There could be other people...
Like, just like us. I kind of believe in parallel universes as well.
Yeah, because if you have deja vu... If you have a strong deja vu...
And it's like the Mandela effect. That freaks me out. Do you know about that?
Yeah, when it's like, you think it's something, but it's something else.
But when he, like, it's called the Mandela effect, because when he died, everyone was like, what the hell, I thought Nelson Mandela had already died. And I did. I thought Nelson Mandela was already dead. I didn't know he was still alive. And I don't remember this, but loads of people remembered him being carried downstairs, like his coffin being carried downstairs, and they were like, what? Like, and quite a lot of people saying that they vividly remembered it. And it's like the parallel universe, isn't it? It's already happened in the other universe. And this, like,
actually gives me shit.
You're like telepathically, I don't know, in tune with yourself.
If I have deja vu, sometimes it's on, like, you know, like things you do, like, say you're brushing your teeth, obviously brush your teeth every day.
Yeah. most of us do.
Anyway, so if you brush your teeth every day, obviously you're doing the same thing, you're in the same place, you're probably like,
yeah,
you know, it's the same really, day in, day out. But it's just the same but different. But like when you have deja vu, it's like, it literally is like, oh my god, like you don't know what it is about that moment, but you just know it's that happened. It's happened before. Like it could even be like just the feeling of the moment. I know, it's weird, isn't it?
I believe in parallel universes.
Oh my god.
Freaks me out a bit though.
Like when you actually think about how
I know
big the universe is and just. It's really,
I definitely think there's another Earth out there though.
Oh, 100%. I don't understand, Charles. Seriously, like, we can't even literally begin to think how big the universe is. And then people think we're the only, like, living things. I mean, what the hell?
So, like, one thing that creeps me out though, like, what if there's, like, other stuff out there that know more than we do and they know about us and we don't know about them?
Well, they probably do,
sure. Oh, don't, that freaks
they
me out.
They probably do.
Yeah, but why don't we know about them then?
Because, I don't know, we're too worried about bloody watching Love Island and that.
Oh, don't, it's freaky.
It is, I know.
We should go back to the questions.
I'm being really freaked out at the minute, Charles.
Okay, among your friends, what are you best known for?
Me being a granny, probably.
Yeah, being the nana. What am I best known for?
I don't think I can say that on the recording. Having a good time. No, I'm really
You're
joking.
Making me sound
I'm
like joking. A hoe.
I'm joking.
No,
I think you're the more sassy one. In a good
sassy
way.
Probably like the wilder one.
Yeah, if you want to go and have a good night out, tag Shell.
Yeah, you know I'm down. You know I down. Love the club. I yeah. want to party all day.
Put it this
early.
Way, if I had, like, I don't know, if there's ever a moment where I would be like, I mean, touch wood, like if I had a breakup or something and I'm like, I need to go
out,
get on it,
let
and
your
get
hair
out
down.
Yeah, I'm coming to you.
You ain't the friend I'd go to for letting my hair.
Oh,
no, not like that.
I would let my hair down for you.
Not like that. I didn't mean that. Sounded really nasty, that did,
yeah,
didn't
nasty
it?
Bitch. I mean, joking. It wasn't that nasty.
No, but you wouldn't be. And not in like, not if like shit was going down. Like, if shit was going down, I needed someone. You would be.
Yeah.
Like,
you'd come over to mine for a nice cup of tea.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be, say, like, I'm not talking about just bad stuff, but just if I was, like, feeling like, oh, I really fancy going out this weekend, I wouldn't be like, yeah, so go out with me, let's go out. Do you know what I mean?
I go through my phases, I think, don't I?
Yeah.
All my parties.
I mean, you didn't even make it out for my birthday. But...
Oh, God, obviously, that is a sore subject. No, do you know all though, Charles?
Mm.
No, you're doing a Yuandi then. Did you see it when she went, I was like, oh. I missed that. I watched it on the After Sun. And she's speaking, she's going, mm-hmm. I thought.
He goes to say something and she's like, mm.
I just was like, honey.
Cutting him off. He's like, okay.
No, I'm making up for you for that, hun.
Yeah.
The reasons was legit, though.
I don't even remember what the reasons were.
I feel like let's skim over this bit of place.
Okay. What music artist do you never get tired of? Easy. Beyonce.
Goes without saying.
I know, is that even a question? What else do we have? What are some things everyone should try at least once?
Think you should try at least once something that you would like never in a million years do. Do you know what I mean?
I think, no, something you should try at least once is set like another culture.
Going somewhere on your own, I think.
Oh, yeah, going somewhere on your own.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Just to like.
That sounded very much. I've done that.
Okay.
I didn't mean it to sound like that. I've done that. I didn't mean it to sound like that.
That was like. She would be like.
I've been to Tannery, but I've been to a library.
Oh, is that a 56-inch TV? Mine's a 75. I didn't mean it to sound like that.
But you have done it, though, and I was genuinely... I was like... I remember when I messaged you and Kia, I was like, girls, do you think it's a good idea for me to go to New York on my own? Like... in 2 days' time as well,
I was like, oh my god, what's she doing?
I just went.
But now, and then when you did go, I mean, I did have a scare because I was in Amsterdam and you had put on your Snapchat that you were like lost in like, I don't know where you were. Like
project
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, project or something, which is obviously fine, but you were lost. And then... you didn't update no snaps for about a full day, no text back, and I thought, I just thought, what's she doing now? And I'm in Amsterdam, she's in New. I thought, oh, she'll text back when she's ready.
And that's where I met my New York husband, not in the projects, he was.
Oh, remember, do you ever speak to him again?
Sometimes, yeah, he messaged me not that long ago.
I mean, New York is quite far.
Yeah, it's far for a long distance, but if he ever wants to marry me, shout out to you. Put a ring on it.
You know who you are.
I'll be happy to take that citizenship.
Oh, I don't bloody know.
Quickfire.
Oh, having a bottle of wine.
Cup of tea you're always game for.
I'm always game for a bottle of wine and a bottle of gin now. And a cup of tea, obviously.
Where would your friends or family be most surprised to find you? In church, I think.
Oh, God, yeah. They'd never see you in church.
It'd go up in flames.